Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to do our show today from Men's Health Magazine, November 2015. This first article I'm going to read is called How the Cavemen Did It. Guys are always accused of being Neanderthals, but recent research suggests that women are just as prone to primitive impulses. And that can make forging a connection tougher than reinventing the wheel, says Vanita Mehta, PhD, a clinical psychologist and the author of an upcoming book that explores how our Stone Age genes can complicate modern relationships. She says the vestiges of the really old days will cause you trouble unless you understand how the ancestral elements in a woman's wiring. Heed our guide to those primal instincts and send your rivals the way of the dinosaurs. Number one, she's hot for handymen. Inventors were prehistoric panty droppers. Creativity has been essential to human courtship for half a million years, says psychologist Jeffrey Miller, PhD, author of The Mating Mind. It means you're able to develop solutions for survival and social problems. Do this. Give her a custom-made gift and you'll be the man for her clan. Psychologist Tai Toshiro, author of Science of Happily Ever After, suggests checking her Pinterest account, which may be the window into what she wants. Great creative ideas can be a matter of applying your skill in one area to another area. So if you're known for your epic fantasy football, design one for her bachelorette bracket. Two, she likes you abrasive. On your face, that is. Many leading men, Clooney, Hamm, Farrell, share an aversion to close shaving. That could be the key to their sex appeal, according to a study in the Journal of Evolution and Human Behavior, which reports that women find heavy stubble to be the most attractive kind of facial hair. Do this. If you tend to go clean-shaven, give it a rest for as long as a week, suggests Men's Health Fashion and Grooming Director Sandra Nygaard. Use an electric razor to clean any uneven patches, but don't go overboard. Sharp lines will betray the effortless vibe you're going for. Sideburns aren't too bushy, can help fill out the look, but make sure they don't extend past the midpoint of your ear. Creativity stokes her fire. Women were asked for their digits by men toting a gym bag, a guitar case, or nothing. Here's how many obliged. Empty-handed men got 14% of number from her 14% of the time. A gym bag toter got 9% of the women's phone number, and the guitar case guy got 31%. Is it cheating? Most women think emotional infidelity is a bigger deal than sexual infidelity, a recent survey found. Sexual infidelity, 54% of the men said that was worse, and 35% of the women. Emotional infidelity, 46% of the men said that was worse, and 65% of the women said that was worse than sexual infidelity. 49% of women will only date men taller than they are. 70% of women are at least 5'3". Number three, she marks her territory. Jealousy was a useful tool for women to prevent their mate from sharing resources with other females, says Mehta. The evolutionary drive remains. Jealous women are more likely than men to creep on their partner via Facebook, according to University of Toronto researchers. Do this. Make her feel like the chosen one, says Jen Gunosalis, psychologist and intimacy counselor. Depending on her style, that could mean surprising her with an occasional small gift or just blocking off 30 minutes to listen. Actually listen while she rants about her boss. Women feel special. When women feel special, jealousy tends to fall away and your relationship improves. Number four, she wants action, not words. Skepticism runs deep in the female DNA. If prehistoric females weren't picky about new men, they could end up as Stone Age single moms. A speed dating study at the University of Texas found that women still react coolly to the male interest in order to encourage greater effort. Follow through. Women will always tell me how foolish they feel when guys flake. It's shocking how often it happens, so when you commit to a date, show you mean it. For instance, text her midweek with a link to a trailer for the movie you said you'd take her to. You'll confirm date night still on while building excitement. She prefers to look up. Height in men is associated with good health, good genes, says Maida. These traits are especially important back when health that was difficult to maintain. Plus, big guys would win fights. These days, we're mostly too civilized for fisticuffs, but ladies' lust for tall guys still lingers. Do this. Height challenged? It's cool. You have something our ancient forebears didn't style. Go with narrow ties, narrow lapels, and tailored clothes. Use vertical stripes to never horizontal, says John Ortved, who covers style for New York Times. Or wear a single color, creating one long line. It's an optical illusion, but that's all we short guys have to go on. Trickery. Are you a perv? Let Men's Health Sex Advisor Debbie Hernbeck make the call. Anytime I hear of a celeb's nude pics, I have to check them out. Join the club. We're all curious about other sex lives, and that curiosity only interferes when it's someone we know. That's what keeps the tabloids in business. When we see something that was meant to be private, we have the feeling of the sense that the celebrities are really like behind their tightly managed images and tight dresses. Is it fair? No. But is it pervy? Hardly. Something about getting a girl pregnant turns me on. As fantasies go, that's pretty common. Both men and women associate, occasionally eroticize the idea of being knocked up, research shows. Even some same-sex partners, as well as people who take every precaution, like to imagine a baby bump miraculously appearing. Perhaps we're hardwired as a survival mechanism to be turned on by the idea. But until you're ready, stick to the birth control so you don't make the fantasy a reality. Six ways she's judging you. A Match.com poll that asked about men's most toxic first date fails, and women had plenty to share. Number one, phoning it in. Fixating on your phone is a top turnoff for 75% of women, according to dating site's annual Singles in America survey. She feels like she's not interesting enough to hold your attention. University of Kentucky's Sexual Health Promotion Lab, Kristen Mark, says, use airplane mode, Mark suggests. Nearly nine out of ten women are judgmental about how you speak. Your polish is a glimpse into their future kids. A well-bred man is likely to have well-bred children, says Jay Hendricks, author of Thank You for Arguing. This isn't just about impressing a date. It's a natural selection. Use proper English. You don't want her to underestimate your excellent background. Three, spinelessness. Fully 84% of women routinely check out for signs of confidence. A subtle style gamble can help. A tie or pocket square in a traditionally feminine color like pink or purple will let her know you're secure with your masculinity. Just avoid anything silky or shiny. Number four, foul mouth. Research links poor dental health with even poorer bank accounts, says Mary Ann LaFrance, a professor of psychology at Yale and the author of Why Smile. That could be why 81% of the women fixate on your oral hygiene. So whiten your choppers. Invest in a home kit or at least some whitening strips. Five, outdated duds. Nearly 7 out of 10 women look into a man's clothing for signs of his potential as a suitable mate, the survey revealed. Before you open your mouth, your clothes speak for you, says stylist Jackie Stafford, author of Wow Factor. Go with a V-neck sweater, a crisp button-down shirt, and a tailored dark wash jeans look for that sharp, not stuffy. Vintage kicks. She's looking down at you. Nearly half the women surveyed said they closely examined your footwear, so skip the worn-out sneakers and upgrade to classic leather Oxfords or wingtips. You want a modern shape, so avoid anything wide and clunky or square and long and pointy. You'll look like you're living in another decade. Note, Michael Jordan has retired. Okay, want another part of the magazine here. Oh, trying to get to it. Here we go. It's Jimmy the Bartender. Straight up advice on women, work, and other stuff that screws up men's lives. I'm in a serious rut at work. How can I climb out of it? You're saying this to a guy who's tended a bar for 5 decades. Slap yourself awake, Luke. You're in a rut because you dug one for yourself. Drop the shovel and start building instead. Find a glitch that needs fixing, whether it's your responsibility or not, and recruit a team to take it on. Gather them after work in a bar, maybe. Solve the problem and give your boss credit. He'll be a reference when you quit to find a better job. My pal and I scored the same girl's number at the same bar, but I didn't realize it until later. Who gets to go for her? Cripes, this woman's given her number to every Tom, Dick, and Lenny, and you still think she's worth sparring over? Does your dad own the Boston Red Sox or something? Bow out of the contest right now. A bar is where you take your current girlfriend, not where you meet your next one. What will you tell your future kids? Mommy wore beer goggles and didn't know better? Flirt at the office. There should be fewer drunks there. My wife wants family dinners, but the kids and I are busy, and we do hang out on the weekends. Do we have to? Listen to your wife here, Jim. Parenting isn't just a weekend job. If you ask me, families connect at a dinner table, so break bread together a couple of times on weekdays. Ask the crew how school's going. Nudge everyone to throw in your questions, too. Kids are always on the phones these days. Make sure they know how to have a conversation face-to-face. It'll come in handy when they have their first job interview. After the meal, clean up together. This is how you build a foundation as a family. When you're an ancient old fart, that's the reason they'll be bringing grandkids and great-grandkids around to visit, because being part of the clan actually means something to them. I tweet a lot, jokes, usually some raunchy, but now my boss is following me. Should I clean them up? I don't know your boss's sense of humor, but unless you're a professional comedian, I can't see a single way this plays out in your favor. But it does give you an excuse to grow up a little bit. Dirty jokes are junior high territory, and you're a man now, I'm guessing. Twitter's a public place, so mind your manners, and the next time you feel need to air out some of that filthy wit, come on down to my place. It clears out about 1 a.m., so nobody will have to hear you. My kid brother's visiting for a weekend. He's 19 and has a fake ID. Is it crossing a line to take him out drinking? Why do you want to take him out boozing? So you can be the cool older brother? If you sneak him into my place, you'll be breaking the law, and so will I. So be slightly less cool. Pick up a 12-pack, take it out to the porch, crack open a couple, and chill with your brother. You want to make sure he's not pie-eyed, knucklehead, like half the frat boys I boot from my bar. And by the time he proves he can handle himself, well, he'll be 21. A guy we work with is probably gay, but he hasn't exactly shared the news. How do we let him know that if he wants to come out, we're cool with it? Some guys I've worked alongside for years haven't told me one detail of their life. Others can't shut up. Your pal may be on the private side, but let me ask, what passes as humor around your shop? A lot of jokey business among guys is about keeping everybody on the straight and narrow. The guy with the biggest traps usually blabs the most hogwash. If your pal doesn't feel safe sharing his life's details, that may be why. Next time some loudmouth spouts some ignorant crap, call him out, and bonus points if you can turn him into a punchline while you do it. What's your play? A mad dog eyes your jugular. You're ambling along, mind your own business, when suddenly out of nowhere comes a crazed, rushing canine towards you. And Satan isn't exactly explaining why he's pissed. Do you run for your life, stop and reason with him? First off, don't bolt unless you're Usain Bolt. A medium-sized breed can clock at about 18 to 32 miles an hour. That's on par with Usain Bolt's fastest average speed. Plus, the dog may see you as prey if you run. That's a fast way to end up as a human chew toy. Better tactic, don't move at all. Take a split second to figure out why Fido is freaking, barking, snarling, and raised hackles along the spine of our defensive postures. Just back away slowly. He might not follow. If the beast continues barreling toward you, he's in attack mode. Cross your arms over your chest as you appear less threatening. Then stay quiet. If he calms down, you can back up in a slow retreat. Did fangs meet flesh? Don't struggle. If you don't move, most dogs will 90% or so will let go. If you're unlucky enough to be one of those 10%ers, it's time to act. Bear hug the dog to show him who's boss. Once he chills out, you can get those rabies shots. Uncommon knowledge. Survive damn near anything. Sometimes life can be a real kick in the balls. Speaking of which, if you're ever kicked in the balls, do you know how to build a testicle cradle so you can provide them with some relief? It's simple. Just roll up a T-shirt and put it under your nads with the ends of the rolls resting on each thigh. Then dump ice on your crotch to reduce the swelling and numb your nuts. Note, if you have bloody urine, you'd better bring your sad sack to the ER. That's just one tip among the hundreds of useful life hacks in the big book of uncommon knowledge, which sprang from the loins of this very section in Men's Health. Read on to learn how to escape more pants-staining situations. To purchase your copy of Men's Health .com uncommon knowledge book, or wherever witty life-changing books are sold. You upset a hive of bees. Now they're after you. Don't swat at them or run in a zigzag pattern. They'll pull. Just pull your shirt over your head and dash in a straight line as fast as you can. Into the wind, if possible, to slow them down. Most likely they'll give up chase before you reach shelter. If you've been stung 15-plus times, feel sick, get to an ER. You're stuck outside in a big lightning storm. Put your feet together so they touch, then squat down, wrap your arms around your legs, and perch on the balls of your feet. If a bolt hits the ground, the current may bump over the balls of your feet and re-enter the ground without traveling in up one leg and into your body and down the other leg. You're home alone and choking on a hot dog. Give yourself a Heimlich. Clench your fist and place your thumbs below your rib cage and above your navel. Grasp your fist with your other hand and thrust in and up sharply. Not working. Lean forward over the back of a chair and press the upper abs and hand into it, forcing air to shoot the chunk out. You have a beer, but no bottle opener. Grab the neck of the bottle with your left hand. Rest the shaft of the long key just under the bottle cap. The tip of the key should be lie across the bottom half of your left index finger. Keeping a tight grip, use the key lever to lever off the cap in one quick motion. Watch your bench press and your pinned. Lower the barbell to your chest with upward pressure so you aren't crushed. Keep that force as you roll the weight down your body and over your hips. Then set up and call for help. Next time, use a power rack with a safety level set to catch the bar if you start to sink or draw in your chest. You just blew it big time at the office. Don't make excuses. Man up and take responsibility with eye contact and even tone. Apologize. I totally dropped the ball there. I'm sorry. Then explain your plan to ensure it won't happen again. Your brevity displays respect and sincerity. Hopefully that'll be enough. You lost a screw for your eyeglasses. There's a piece of fishing line. Cut a piece of fishing line, tie it in a knot on one end, and slip the line through your temple and screw hole. Tie another knot and then melt both knots with a match to form a rivet. Now set it back into the... Now settle back into our book to improve your life by another 1 million or more percent. More uncommon knowledge. You're not being a wimp for taking it hard. Being romantically rejected is similar to trying to kick a cocaine habit. Monthly metrics. Workers worry. 39% of men working full-time toiled weekends last year to feel richer. Cut it out. Folks who plan vacations are more satisfied in their finances than those who don't. Stove sparks. 49% of house fires are cooking-related, and Thanksgiving is a top torture. Grease fires, turn off the burner and use a pot lid to smother the flames. Habits help. 32% of men say if it ain't easy being green. Start small, America Recycles Day, 11/15. Use a cloth grocery bag and then wash it. They collect crud. Soldiers survive. 84% of post 9/11 veterans believe others can't empathize with them. Have their backs on Veterans Day, November 11th. Help stop soldier suicide. Visit 22needsaface.org. What's the best speed for passing a slowpoke? Consider this. Don't die edition of Driver's Ed. You're trapped behind someone puttering along in a two-lane road. Now, in order to pass, you'll have to speed up and swing into the oncoming lane. To help you do that safely, we've revved up the equation to your right. The answer will tell you how much time you need to motor past that rolling roadblock based on the asphalt you have to cover and the speed you reach when you floor and make your move. find your passing distance, use roughly a span of 100 feet, about three car lengths. A buffer will prevent you from being rear-ended into heaven as you pull around. And for acceleration, shoot for about 20 miles per hour faster than the lane clogger speed. This way you'll be on the wrong side of the road for only about 3 seconds. Any faster and you're not really passing a guy you're trying to for a NASCAR. Any slower and you might as well strap on the crash helmet, because if you go 10 miles an hour faster than the other guy, you'll be spending twice as much time tempting fate on the oncoming lane. Now you're probably wondering whether you'll actually be able to juggle these numbers while driving. Maybe not. That's why we made the chart above. If you don't read it behind the wheel, just think your trip is taking too long now. A fatal crash will make it feel like an eternity. Brain health, rules to live by. Golf for your gray matter. Our ancient ancestors thrived on a healthy trifecta: interaction with nature, frequent socializing, and daily physical activity that can be calming yet invigorating, which helps you think more clearly as a result. Enjoy fishing, golf, hiking, which can all hit all three if you invite a friend. For even more benefits, take a few moments to notice even the mundane things in your environment, the colors of the leaves, and the shapes of the clouds and the birds that sing. Become a more learned man. I challenge my brain and my assumptions constantly. Learning anything new helps my brain make fresh connections, strengthens existing ones, and spurs mental growth. Past spring, I did a session at South by Southwest called Hacking the Brain, during which I interacted with musicians, actors, and engineers. It was very mind-expanding. I also plan to attend the Burning Man and Digital Life Design Conference. These are polar opposites of the medical conferences I normally attend, so they balance out my orthodox and creative sides. Put your ear on the pillow. Scientists know that your brain rids itself of unhealthy metabolic plaque. Now research at Stony Brook University suggests that sleeping on either side helps your brain clear metabolic plaque faster, possibly decreasing your risk of such diseases as Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. Research is preliminary but compelling. To try side sleeping, buy a body pillow such as a Moonlight Slumber Control U-Wrap. Control you. Wrap yourself around it or have it pushed up against your back so you can't roll over. Learn to breathe like a seal. About 45 minutes prior to a big meeting, I drink a double espresso, a pop, 200 milligrams of amino L-theanine acid. Espresso has caffeine and antioxidants to optimize and pairs with the caffeine to boost brain function. It also eases jitters. Then within about 30 minutes of meeting, I do a Navy SEAL trick, 5 minutes of deep breathing, inhaling through my nose, emphasizing exhaling through my mouth. This stimulates the parasympathetic nervous system, which lowers your heart rate, resulting in better focus. Well, that's our show for today. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed all the information and fun we had from Men's Health Magazine, November 2015. We'll see you next time. Goodbye.